Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer, and with us we have Coach Jim Newstead of the West Platte Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays come into this one with the tobacco stick remaining in their possession, winning a 54-14 game over the North Platte Panthers last Friday night. They keep that tobacco stick for the second consecutive year, and just kind of highlighting the game, Zane Truxell with three touchdowns, and the reserves saw plenty of action there in the second half with running clock. And then, of course, as Coach was talking to me just a little bit earlier, said just before the when the reserves took over, the North Platte Panthers were held to 25 yards on offense. Coach, just kind of looking at it, the Blue Jays now are 6-1 overall and second in district, and that district is getting very interesting right now. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But I like how the Blue Jays or your team there went in there, just you know, brought their lunchbox and took care of business and put it away. And now we can get ready for a big game, of course. But I tell you what, I like the way the guys just took care of business.
Yeah, we talked that week. You know, we won. We didn't want to just win. We wanted to win in convincing manner. We wanted to show that we are capable of winning without being sloppy. And that was kind of the main thing. I said, we got two big games coming up. We don't want to go to North Platte and have a sloppy win. We want to look like we are organized in what we're doing, and we are setting ourselves on the pace for a good game at Penny and Mid-Buck. So I thought the kids responded well. We were very organized, very concentrated on the game. We're not playing it off. We came out with our heads up and ready to go real quick, and we scored two defensive touchdowns in the first 20 minutes of the game, or 7 minutes of the game, so that helped a lot. But started off the game with a pass for a touchdown. That's not something you've seen very much lately, but we had a nice little pass to Zane Truxell on our play action there, and then Zane had a reverse run for a touchdown later, and then he picked up another TD on the defensive side. So got to spread the ball very well. Cameron Williams had 83 yards rushing, two touchdowns, averaged about 11 yards a carry. Trent Taylor had 60 yards rushing, averaged about 10 yards a carry at the touchdown. Tanner Rowe even had two runs with one touchdown. And Emmett Sullivan had three carries for 40 yards, so averaged about 10 yards a carry for Emmett, too. So we got to spread around, ball around pretty good. Got some younger guys. Afton Buckler, a little JV running back for us, was actually our third leading rusher with 63 yards, with him coming in the second half, running the ball well for us. So it was nice to see the reserves get to play a little bit, get a little varsity experience, and it was nice to see our varsity guys come out with a full head of steam and treat the game like they should have.
Coach, you continue on with your rushing game, just going on a tear. I know you're able to work out some passing situations Friday night, but that has been a real steady, constant thing for this team, which makes me feel pretty good about this next game coming up.
Yeah, we ran for 314 yards against North Platte. We've been averaging about 230 or 40 yards a game rushing, so we're happy with our rushing game. We've done well. It helps to have three good running backs with Cameron, Trent, and Emmett back there. Our O-line is blocking well. So we have established the run very well, and that's going to help us in the next couple of weeks. We are going to have to throw the ball a little bit more on some play-action stuff because people are going to start lowering the box on us on the runs and get more people in the box than we want. So we've been working on our passing game and our play-action. It's there. Just haven't had to use it very much lately. So excited about the game coming up. We're excited about our rushing attack. And defensively, I'd say the same thing on defense. We've got a pretty good rush defense going right now. We've done a pretty good job of holding kid teams rushing under 100 yards, even good teams.
Well, then, Coach, you also, we talked a little bit about the reserves, and you mentioned Buckler having a good game rushing as well, and it does help with those guys in depth to see some action, real action.
Yeah, it does. You know, it helps you in depth, and it helps on what you can see for coming up for next year, so that helps a bunch, too. So defensively against our game, Payson Chandler ended up being our leading tackler. He was coming playing in most of the second half, so he ended up being our leading tackler, 8. Zane Truxell continued to have another good game with 7 tackles. He's leading the team with tackles right now. And Emmett Sullivan had a sack, and Lamar Henderson had another sack. So Lamar's kind of piling up on his sacks. We're going to move Lamar around a little bit here in the next couple of weeks and see if we can get him a little more sacks and a more threats on defense.
Well, no kidding, Coach. And just shaping up here for one heck of a game coming up against the Penny Hornets team. Ought to be a great one. We'll be right back to talk to Coach right after this. The Bartee Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bartee Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at barteelawfirm.com. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at bigbucksupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Well, we're back with Coach Jim Newsted, head coach of the West Platte Blue Jays. And well, if you're looking for a game this weekend, it's going to be at Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Collison Field, Friday night. Looks like shaping up to be one heck of a football game. Both teams with a lot to play for. Obviously, district situations for West Platte, conference situations for both teams. And, of course, Penny would like to keep their standing in their particular district. Coach, every year, I tell you, this Penny Hamilton team puts out a heck of a team every year. They have built, quite the tradition there. And, you know, this looks like a game, West Platte, on paper, West Platte versus Penny, looks like a dead heat to me. It ought to be a great game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a physical game, probably more physical even than East Buck game, because Penny's like us. They like to run the ball. We're two good, strong running teams. They have a really good offensive defensive line, so this game is going to be a lot of banging in the trenches. Penny runs the ball well. The quarterback's the main runner. He's Tucker Ross. He's leading the team in rushing right now. Can throw the ball really well, and he's a good scrambler. So we had to work a lot on scramble drill. Our D-backs going to have to cover a little bit longer than normal. The better running backs are the Spear boys. They're both two boys that moved in from Cameron. Ty Spear, number 5, is a really quick kid. And then they got a bruiser, Bryson Spear, who's number 24 running back too. So they're going to have some good running backs there. But they got Fisher Nixdorf, who's a heck of an offensive lineman on both offense and defense. He gave us some problems last year on defense, getting through the line and causing some problems. So we're going to have our hands full on the line of scrimmage, and we're going to try to run the ball. They're going to try to run the ball. We're both going to try to play action each other. So it's going to be one of those games that's really physical. It's going to come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes, kind of like at East Buck. Who has the least amount of turnovers, least amount of penalties, can capitalize in special teams. So it's going to be a game of inches and mistakes.
Breaking down Penny Hamilton's record, of course, they just had the impressive victory over Plattsburgh 57-14 last week. Their only two losses have been close ones. Within 10 points there of East Buchanan and within 2 points of Mid Buchanan. And, boy, it's, you know, Penny, I mentioned the importance of them. It's important for them, too, as they want to keep on top of their district, too. So they have a lot to play for as well as West Platte.
Yeah, it's getting down to the end of the season. So it's everyone's trying to get ready and primed up for districts and so forth. We have a conference scheduled to finish out here. But everyone else in the back of their minds thinking they need to get primed up and ready to go for districts. Penny's sitting well in their district. They look like they're sitting well, too. make a little playoff run on their side of the bracket. So they're playing for a lot. We're playing for a lot. We're trying to maintain a district seating for us. We're trying to maintain a little conference competition, maybe a run for that. So there's a lot at stake here. It's going to be a big, strong, physical game. It's going to be an exciting game. And our kids are up to the challenge, and we look forward to it.
Looking at the district standings for West Platte, like I did mention in the district that Penny is in, they are on top of that when they have a slim lead in their district. Mid-Buchanan at 7-0 in District 8. West Platte at 6-1. They've got 46.1 points as compared to Mid-Buchanan. Now, East Buchanan is behind West Platte 45.05 points with a 6-1 record, equal record, but East Buchanan, to be fair, does have the tiebreaker over West Platte with a head-to-head competition. University Academy at 4-3, at fourth place, Wellington Napoleon at 4-2 at fifth, Carrollton at 0-6, Plattsburgh and North Platte at 7-8 slot there. And looking at the schedule this week, Mid-Buchanan travels to Plattsburgh, Lawson at East Buchanan, North Platte at Lathrop, and I got to feel like the highlight of the night, Friday night, will be this one, Penny at West Platte, because it seems to me like there's more at stake for both teams there, Coach. I think a lot of eyes will be on this game.
Yeah, I think a lot of eyes will be on this game a bunch, because, I mean, this is the biggest game in the conference this week, and there's some good games going on, but there's more at stake in this game, especially for the West Platte Blue Jays. So we're excited to see what we can do, and we're excited to put our running game to the test, because it will be to the test tonight, and hopefully we have a good, exciting game.
Well, Coach, best wishes to you and the Blue Jays. I know Blue Jay Nation will be watching this one pretty heavily Friday night. We'll be cheering you on, Coach. Best wishes to you and your team.
All right, come on out and join us. I think the student section is doing country night, so there's going to be a lot of Cowboys in the stands. So we're excited about the game. Come out and see what you can. If not, watch us on your video broadcast, and go Blue Jay Nation.
That video broadcast is westplattsports.com. That wraps it up. We'll see you around. We'll see you at the games. Thanks.